أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا وللكافرين عذاب أليم. الله سبحانه وتعالى instructs the mu'minin and specifically the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى أجمعين. Allah says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who have brought iman, لا تقولوا راعنا, do not say راعنا, do not say راعنا when coming before the Rasul of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, وقولوا انظرنا, but rather when you come before the Nabi of Allah, say انظرنا واسمعوا, and listen. What does راعنا mean and انظرنا? They were instructed by Nabi by Allah not to say راعنا, but they should rather say انظرنا. The Jews, when they would come in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they wanted to attract the attention of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards themselves, then what would they say? Ra'ina. Now in Arabic, ra'ina means be mindful of us, or turn your attention towards us. So they would say ra'ina. But in the Hebrew language, the very same word is used to invoke a curse on somebody. Ra'ina. So, though they were using this word Ra'ina, which in Arabic meant turn your attention towards us, but in Hebrew it meant that may you be accursed. And that's the intention that they had, or the meaning that they had intended. So, the Arabs were not familiar with this meaning, and we find also similarly when they would come and greet the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instead of saying Assalamu alaykum, they would say Assalamu alaykum. Assam, very similar in meaning. Assalam means may peace be upon you. Assam means may death be upon you. So they would play around with the words like this. And the Sahaba heard them using this term, Ra'ina, 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 be mindful of us. So they also, when they would come before the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they wanted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's attention, they would also say Ra'ina, Ra'ina. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited them from doing this, although they intended the Arabic meaning. Allah says, لا تقولوا راعنا. Why? The Jews, every time they hear you saying راعنا, which you have learned from them, they become excited, they become happy, and they start mocking the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقُولُوا انظُرْنَا. But rather say انظُرْنَا. انظُرُ means to look. Look at us. Turn your attention towards us. وَاسْمَعُوا and listen. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And Allah says, these kafirin, these Jews, for them shall be a painful punishment. What do we learn from this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to them as kafirin, as Jews. From this we learn, and the scholars deduce, that insulting any prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly or indirectly is an act of disbelief. So directly one insults the Nabi of Allah, or one insults a prophet, is an act of disbelief. Indirectly insulting the Nabi of Allah, for example, somebody insults a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or somebody makes a mockery of a certain practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is indirectly insulting the Nabi of Allah. Whether it is directly or indirectly, it is an act of kufr which leads one to disbelief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, مَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Those who have disbelief from the people of the book. Whenever we talk of Ahlul Kitab, or the people of the book, we are referring to the Jews and Christians, because they were the ones who received a divine scripture from Allah. Allah says, those who had disbelieved from the people of the book, and the mushrikeen, those who associate partners unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not like, ma yawad, they do not like, they do not love, they do not want, ayyunazzala alaykum min khayrim min rabbikum, that any good should come down to you from your Rabb. That any good, so this was good, the revelation of the Quran was good, the prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was good. They do not like this, they do not want this. Wallahu yakhtassu bi rahmatihi man yasha. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will select, yakhtass, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will select whomsoever He wishes through His mercy. Allah selects whomsoever He wishes through His mercy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows good to come to a person when Allah wants the good to come to a person, and that is through the rahmah and the mercy of Allah. Wallahu dhul fadlil azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is the owner, Allah is the possessor of great, great bounties and great, great virtues. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.